And now, coming to you from the classiest radio station on the air, this is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program.
Your turn, Fred.
Now, more than ever, we need music!
Thank you, Fred. Well said indeed. Now, Simon, use your golden-throated voice to tell our listeners what they're about to hear. Simon? Simon? Has anybody seen Simon?
Music made by musicians for you to listen to.
Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. My name's John Lovering, and I welcome you to this old-time radio podcast. Most of the listeners are old-time radio fans, but if you're not, maybe I can convince you to be one. Now, on this track, you're going to hear a sample of a big band musical broadcast. This type of program was extremely plentiful on the radio dial because the music was very popular during the big band era of the 1940s and 50s. The featured artist on the track that you will hear is Frankie Carl and his orchestra, performing on a radio show known as the Summer Electric Hour, which was heard on CBS Sunday nights. This particular broadcast originated on June 13, 1948. Now, Frankie Carl was a pianist and bandleader who was popular during the 40s and 50s, and he had the nickname of the Wizard of the Keyboard. His best-known song was Sunrise Serenade, which was number one on the music charts in 1938. Carl was born Francis Nunzio Carloni in Providence, Rhode Island in March of 1903, and he lived to be 97 years old, passing away in 2001. He was active in show business from 1916 to 1989, so doing the math, that's 73 years, not too shabby a career indeed. He started playing with a number of bands in 1934, and he eventually joined Horace Heidt in his musical nights in 1939. But by 1944, he had formed his own band, the Frankie Carl Orchestra, featuring his daughter, Marjorie Hughes, as the lead female singer. You'll hear her in the track. His band broke up in 1955, and he performed mainly as a soloist act for the next 34 years. So without further delay, here is the Frankie Carl Orchestra from June 13, 1948 on CBS Radio's The Summer Electric Hour.
Summer Electric Hour. America's business-managed electric light and power companies present a new addition to your summer Sunday listening, Carl Comes Calling, starring Frankie Carl and his orchestra with Marjorie Hughes, Greg Lawrence, Billy Williams, and the Starlighters.
Everybody, this is Frankie Carl, ready to come call.
And with an old acquaintance, too, a glimmering melody from one of Dad's favorite musicals, The Girl Behind the Counter. It's Glowworm.
Thank you.
Wonderful, Frankie. We're riding on top. And Marjorie Hughes, it's up to you to help us stay there. Now, what'll it be?
Well, I think not one, but a medley of three might do, John. First, Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
Oh, that's one Frankie wrote.
Then, Rumors Are Flying.
Oh, one of the biggest Carl Band records of all times.
And third, I Don't Want to Meet Any More People, because I'm so satisfied with you.
And that's a brand new Columbia recording. Oh, these Carls are talented people. It's father and daughter, friends, with three of their greatest hits.
But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. That's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be.
Have you made out your shopping list for tomorrow? Then you probably double-checked each item, hoping that prices haven't gone still higher. Well, you have the sympathy of the purchasing agent down at your business-managed electric light and power company. He, too, has a shopping list, and like you, he must consider rising costs. In a year's time, he buys quantities of everything needed to help keep your electric service constant and dependable. Fuel, transformers, meters, insulators, poles, wire, paints, tools, and hundreds of other things. He must shop carefully, just as you do, seeking the best possible values in materials and equipment. That's just sound business management on the part of the companies which bring you the Summer Electric Hour. Such management, together with the skills and experience of their employees, has helped these companies make electric service one of the biggest values in your family budget. The wider use of electricity has also helped. In fact, if yours is an average American family, you're still getting twice as much electric service for your dollars today as you did 20 years ago. Yes, despite the steadily rising costs of supplying it to you, your electric service is still low in price. There's a sound of the sagebrush in that music, and that's the sign for...
Hiya, John boy.
Yes, indeed. Billy, give me my boots and saddle, will you? And our Bill's ready and raring to tell us about another lad named Bill, old Pecos Bill.
Now, Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and a western superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, 'cause he never had no fear of man or beast. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, we're the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Now once there was a drought that spread all over Texas, so to sunny California he did go. And though the gag is kinda corny, he brought rain from California. That's the way we got the guff of Mexico. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo. While a tribe of painted Injuns did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little game. He gave them redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out from their makeup. That's the way the Painted Desert got its name. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Now while reclining on a cloud high over Texas, with his gun he made the stars evaporate. Then Pecos saw the stars declining, so he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas state. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo. He's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Yoo-hoo!
Billy Williams and Old Pecos Bill, thanks to both of you. You know, in every town, there's a jukebox, and in every jukebox, there's always a certain record. In the summertime, it's usually something soft and sentimental, something like this, for instance. Frankie Carl's Moondust Rhapsody.
Thank you.
it's a good song. Puts you in a good mood, doesn't it? And say, Greg Lawrence, I hope you can carry on in the same mood.
I'll try my best, John. Think I get a kick out of you will do?
Can't go wrong with Cole Porter. Carry on.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get their perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
This next one's a real high spot for us around here, and your letters tell us you feel pretty much the same way. Guess we all love to hear a solo played by Frankie Carl, especially when it's Victor Herbert's Indian Summer. Thank you. and night, with the speed of light, electricity is at your service. Yes, flip a switch or press a button, and electricity is there at your command. You can depend on it, for it's brought to you by the skills and experience of your friends and neighbors, the employees of America's business-managed electric light and power companies. Under such management, these men and women use scientific methods and the latest technical advances to bring more and better electric service to more and more people. In these companies, management and employees work together to keep your electric service as constant and dependable as science and human skill can make it, around the clock and around the calendar. You know, a new score by Irving Berlin is always worth watching and waiting for, and the score from the forthcoming Easter Parade is no exception. The Starlighters sing one of the songs that's growing up fast, A Fella with an Umbrella.
I'm just a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see.
There might be a break in the weather.
Hey, that would prove to be quite a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
Could be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
Hey baby, I'm the fella with an umbrella. You're the one, baby, you're okay to save your love for a rainy day.
Come on, everybody. Better leave him alone. Frankie Carl has a date with another one of his girlfriends. He's heading out this afternoon to pay a call on Sweet Lorraine. Thank you. Frankie Carl and the orchestra will be back in just a moment with the Frankie Carl Sunday Special. Your hosts for the Summer Electric Hour at the same time each Sunday are America's business-managed electric light and power companies. Each of these is a separate company serving its own community, and each is working for the advancement of the area it serves. They join to bring you the music you like best and these friendly talks to show you how, through sound management, these companies keep your electric service constant, dependable, and economical. And now back to Frankie Carl and the Summer Electric Hour. The Frankie Carl Sunday Special. And music lovers, you're in for a big ragtime treat. Today's special has come down right through Dixieland, jazz, boogie, and bebop, and it's still here intact and just as wonderful as ever. Frankie Carl and the orchestra play 12th Street Rag. Thank you for being with us, friends. We invite you to listen next Sunday when America's business-managed electric light and power companies will again present the Summer Electric Hour. You'll hear the orchestra, Starlighters, our featured vocalists, and Frankie Carl, who says,
to all of you, a good afternoon and a pleasant week until next Sunday when we come calling again.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is John Heaston speaking. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather each week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.